Part 9. Summary. The idea of a universal hypersphere would be a geometric expression of Logos, the transcendental first cause of creation, and the central singularity would represent Mythos, the fully transcendental essence of existence itself. It would thus be the metaphysical seed of sacred geometry, which is the emergence of individual consciousness and the experience of creation. It would also provide a geometric model of today's unified field physics while incorporating human consciousness into the picture. The wisdom of spiritual knowledge, Vijnana in Sanskrit, meaning wisdom or discernment, is knowing that we are more than our physical body and that our spiritual essence of being lives independently of the physical cycle. Such knowledge is not always based on intuitive belief or meditative study. It can be rooted in a life-changing epiphany, such as a near-death experience, or a profound revelation experience during meditation or some other mystical experience. This essence of mystical knowledge resonates within our deepest level of being, yet it persistently defies our logic-oriented minds. Normal objective logic is based on the experience of material separateness, and as far as our everyday life is concerned, that is what reality is. To the mystic, that is the classical trap. The physical level of experience is that part of our being which makes us believe we are separate. If we think that our physical body is our only reality, we have become so fully attached to the material realm that we think our body is our only mode of being, and we have essentially no awareness of our true multidimensional reality and those modes of being which are independent of the physical body. The material world is transient. Things come and go, bioforms included. To the mystic, all forms of impermanence are a type of non-reality, and in many of the ancient writings we find the physical level being referred to as an illusion. This is not to say that it doesn't really exist, but rather that we experience its true nature in a limited, illusory sense. There is no doubt that the physical experience is real. If we walk into a brick wall, it hurts. Both the wall and the pain are real enough, but the pain will pass, the goose egg will heal, and the wall will eventually crumble. What is important to realize is that through all the experiences of change, the true reality which underlies and creates the physical world, including our physical bodies, does not change. That level of reality which never changes is the most real. Everything else is temporary and illusory. The ultimate substance of the universe is not separate particles scattered around in space, but is rather a timeless condition of universal light. If that light was not shining forth at this very moment, nothing whatsoever would exist. Anyone who has had an actual mystical experience will tell you that if we were not transcendentally unified, we would not even be here. And they would assure you that the proof is as simple as that. Of course, that is a subjective experience resulting in a subjective belief. Like someone who has had a near-death experience, the effect on awareness and overall world view is undeniable. Yet that transformation of awareness is very difficult to share with anyone else in a convincing way. From the perspective of science, the reality of a transcendental oneness is unprovable. Even though it is formulating unified field theories, which conceptualize the idea of a universal superforce, those theories can probably never actually be proven to the satisfaction of the scientific method. Nevertheless, science can continue to do objective modeling of the universe. At the very root of the scientific method, science must impose an objective reality upon space and time. Because of this, it finds itself confronted with the very bizarre observations of relativity and quantum physics. Also, without a mystical understanding, the universal singularity of Big Bang cosmology and the universal superforce of unified field physics must remain uninterpreted mysteries. It is clear that our understanding of the universe has grown exponentially over the ages, and to now find ourselves at a point where scientific physics clearly offers a worldview consistent with ancient wisdom is remarkable and exciting. The integration of physical knowledge and spiritual understanding is a key part of the awakening process that our planet is experiencing today. It will obviously involve a paradigm shift in our objective view of space, time, and matter. Only when we fully integrate mystical knowledge into our worldview do the strange implications of today's physics begin to make sense. At the same time, the language of modern science becomes a great help in understanding what the ancient wisdom is all about. Human consciousness has indeed come full circle. We have arrived where we started, in the sense that an ancient understanding has once again been brought to light. At the same time, we have taken a quantum leap forward in the evolution of human awareness. The Brahman, which has thus been described, is the same as the Akasha, which is around us. And the Akasha, which is around us, is the same as the Akasha, which is within us. And the Akasha, which is within us, that is the Akasha within the heart. That Akasha in the heart is omnipresent and unchanging. He who knows this obtains omnipresent and unchangeable happiness. Khandogya Upanishad. That was Yongchen Lamo from her album Tibet, Tibet. Namaste. And may the force be with you, which, of course, it always is.